The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Quarter after eight, Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law and noted good guy historian, author of Where Past Meets Present, still available on hellgatepress.com, the local publisher. Good to have you back, Doc. Welcome.
Welcome. Pleasure to be here. We're into the Thanksgiving time. That must have been interesting in terms of all the throngs that were out for Black Friday.
It was pretty busy, and according to all stats here, but of course, you know what's going on. People are feeling a little strained with inflation. I think there's no doubt about that. And maybe unlike the last few years here, I think people were looking for an extra good bargain this time around. And there were some available, you know, out there, too. I ended up getting like a ladder for $90 that was like less than half price, the normal price. And I needed the good one because, you know, you and I both do honeydews. And sometimes the honeydew means I have to go up to the chimney. You know, get up high in the air
with a ho-ho.
Yeah, I do not do the one thing I don't do. I am not a roof walker, though, but I'm happy to get on the ladder. But the ladder better be a good ladder, you know, that kind of thing. So
that's a good price.
Yeah, I got that. But other than that, it was busy. It was busy. Things were doing well. And I guess $10.8 billion is what we're seeing with Black Friday spending and over the weekend. Today, Cyber Monday, which means that nobody will get anything done in an office if you have your Amazon account or something like that, I guess. I guess that's the story, huh?
Yeah, plus the fact that Amazon's workers were on strike, and so that's why we've been having all of those advertisements coming on about Amazon with the little smiley face and things like this.
Uh-huh.
Right during the time, nothing like the last couple of months of Biden.
Yeah, hey, we'll get into the politics here in just a moment, Dan. Let's take our history first. This is some great news here. And it has to do with a wonderful foundation that maybe people don't know a whole lot about. It's called the Oregon Community Foundation. And you're telling me that this is something that goes back to back when it was logging and wood products, and that was the backbone of our economy. Who ended up starting this back in the day, huh?
Yeah, and as you mentioned some time ago, this is a good palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
if anything can cleanse the palate of that Biden pardon over the weekend, but I digress. You know, we'll talk about that later, okay? We'll get back to
We'll
it.
Go there.
Yeah.
Sounds like a winner. But in this case, Bill Swindells Sr., back in the mid-1920s, went ahead and earned a civil engineering degree from Lehigh, which is really a good university, good engineering school, married the boss's daughter, his sweetheart, Irene Gerlinger, and then worked with her father's lumber company up in the Willamette Valley. And he bought into ownership of the company. This is Swindells Sr. And then from probably the late 40s into the mid-70s, he built up these operations into an incredibly large integrated forest products company.
Yeah, 51 plants. I mean, a lot of plants all over numerous states, right?
Yeah, 10 states, manufacturing lumber, plywood, particle board, pulp, paper bags, business forms, corrugated containers, over 7,000 workers, sales of over a half billion in his last year. But what he did was he was getting close, Bill, to retirement. In 1974, he formed the Oregon Community Foundation, headquartered in Portland. He asked friends to join him. Otto Frohnmayr, which is a very well-recognized family in Medford.
Yep, you bet. Frohnmayr's, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. He was an early board member. And then his son took over because the Swindells had the majority interest.
Now, was this after their warehouser ended up buying out the Willamette Company, right?
Yeah, actually, his son had taken over before the sale to Weyerhaeuser,
mm-hmm.
And that sale, which was in 2002, Bill, was $6 billion. And Willamette was the seventh largest forest products company in the world.
Did that end up benefiting then and getting more funding into the OCF, you know, the Oregon Community Foundation, or was this just, were they taking care of their own money? How did that work?
Well, Bill Swindell Sr. Sent and granted, as I mentioned, the $63,000 in 74, which is when the Oregon Community Foundation was founded. So it's heading into its 50th year anniversary. And then his son, later, after his son retired from the purchase company, which is operating as a subsidiary, put in $75 million. But what's amazing here, Bill, is that here we have OCF, mm-hmm. is the sixth largest community foundation in the United States.
And you almost hear nothing about it. Isn't that true?
And you're right. And it's, as I mentioned, about $3.5 billion under management. And the Oregon population is only the 27th largest. But you see, what happens is that normally in this area, in southern Oregon, you can go to their website, some 10% of the overall giving, which is up to $20 million in grants and scholarships, come here. For example, there's the Reed and Carolee Walker Fund, which distributes some $10 million per year, which was started about 20 years ago, was actually invested 20 years ago, because Reed, Walker, and Carolee had bought Anheuser-Busch stock. But you see, what's great about this is that you can go ahead as long as 50% of one's giving goes to an Oregon nonprofit. The other half can go somewhere else, such as to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Mm-hmm. So even though the emails that I received, I made a small donation some time ago, even though the emails you receive are showing a lot of types of liberal causes, which is fine because children in poverty and things like this is something that should be supported, you can also do it to more conservative causes in there, which is a very well-known, well, it's not well-known, it's a very well-kept secret.
Very good. Oregon Community Foundation will get the information up there. And like I said, all started out of timber and lumber and all the rest of it. And wow. And I guess that was a hostile takeover that Weyerhaeuser did with them back in the early 2000s. I didn't realize that. They had to spend a lot of money to grab it away. But
yeah,
at least
it
paid.
Right. It was built hostile, and it had to do really over price because of the fact that Weyerhaeuser, which has its own history, this is nationally where we have Willamette being very regional and very headquartered in Oregon, was one where they felt that they were worth more. And it turned out that they did because it was increased quite a bit. And the other thing, too, is that what's really good about all of these is that here we're in a season of giving. This is, according to all the pundits, we're finding out that people now think more about giving. Of course, you hear the Salvation Army bell and things like this. Here is one that's underneath the radar and does really well in terms of Southern Oregon.
Nothing wrong with foundations. I know that where we tended to be doing some giving, or at least in the early part of the holidays, writing checks to some churches that were doing some community feeds for Thanksgiving is what we ended up doing. And then still looking for some other places to do. I'll consider OCF and others. Okay, Doc?
Well, that's very worthwhile in terms of church and feeding the hungry, you're right, and the Alliance Defending Freedom to Safeguard Freedom.
You got it, Doc. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, where past meets present on KMED and 99.3 KBXJ.
This is Brent with Home and Built Deck and Fence. Many customers in the Rogue Valley ask why we say fall and winter are great times for deck, fence, and siding projects. The answer? Faster scheduling, quicker completion, and better prices than next spring. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation now. Home and Built provides top-notch design, quality craftsmanship, and exceptional service. You work hard year-round, and so do we. Visit homeandbuilt.com to see our work. That's HOMANBUILT.com. Home and Built. We build the best and fix the rest.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com to schedule your free consultation.
This holiday season, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. wants to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of their amazing customers. Your trust and support have made this year truly special. As everyone celebrates this joyous time, they want to wish you happy holidays and a happy new year filled with warmth, happiness, and prosperity. From the Westfall team to your home, thank you for choosing Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Visit them at StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for all your roofing solutions.
Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point has a menu designed to appeal to everyone in the family. Choose from 13 hearty burgers served with fresh-cut fries, crisp and moist pressure-fried chicken, hand-dipped fish and chips, beer-battered prawns, sandwiches, steaks, salads, and more. Dine in or check out the menu online. Call in your order, and it'll be waiting for a quick and easy pickup. Support your local restaurants. Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that one out of two adults do not regularly see their dentist due to fear or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson from Dental Excellence, and I'm here to change that. How? Sedation dentistry. This procedure is safe, comfortable, fast-acting, and effective, and I've been doing it for years. Here at Dental Excellence, we can eliminate your fears and anxieties with little to no memory of the procedure and often complete years of dental treatment in just one visit. There are several levels of sedation to choose from, and my caring team will help pick the right one for you. We understand if you have put off the health of your smile, and we want to help you regain your confidence. Come and see. Dental Excellence is Southern Oregon's Center for Sedation, Implant, and Family Dentistry. Call us today at 541-779-6170. Taking care of your smile is not something you have to delay any longer.
Dental Excellence, changing lives, one smile at a time.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
You have.
His son, Hunter, is also up for being sentenced next month. Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
You said from the podium that President Biden would not pardon his son. If Vice President Harris is elected, would he tell her also to not pardon?
I mean, that's a hypothetical that look, the president, I could speak for the president, and he said he would not pardon his son. And I'm just going to leave it there.
Your husband, the president, has said he wouldn't pardon your son. He
no.
wouldn't commute his sentence.
That's correct.
As a mother, though, you must want to see this burden lifted off your son. Do you wish you could do that?
Well, Joe and I both respect the judicial system, and that's the bottom line.
Lincoln, you've also said several times that the president would not pardon or commute sentences for his mm-hmm. son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying he would not.
It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no, and I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
Okay. Something tells me here, Dr. Powers, that it's going to be a bad day for Raggedy Ann, Karine, Jean-Pierre.
Raggedy Ann, that's a great one.
Isn't that perfect? I think Raggedy Ann's the best nickname, for her. But
it really is, and she has been covering so many times for the lies of the White House that I think she's totally insensitive, and so she'll just, she's already dodged the question. She'll be continuing to do it. I don't think she has really, or any of the far left has a single bit of sensitivity in their soul to any American.
But, Senator DeBoer, Senator Alan DeBoer, you know him, Ashland resident.
Oh, great guy.
Came out, he said, never say never. That's the real bad thing. You should never say never in politics. Wouldn't that be true? The best way to look at this? Never say never.
That's right. And you know, and the far left is wondering why we told them by voting for Trump to pack sand. It's because we couldn't believe a word that has come out for the last 4 years.
What about the claim that the president made, though, that now this is what he wrote in the statement. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision making. And I kept my word even as I've watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. You know, I saw that doc and I'm just thinking, wait a minute. There was selective prosecution. In fact, you know, the FBI and the DOJ was in there to try to hinder prosecution of him in reality. Was that not the case?
Oh, that's an excellent point, Bill, because what really stood out was not only the sweetheart deals by the FBI and the Justice Department who worked against Trump and were totally working for the Biden administration in so many ways, and the sweetheart deal, if it wasn't for one judge in Florida who said, wait a minute, this is no jail time, no nothing for everything. No, I've sentenced people to prison for less. This is a reason why the far left has to pack sand. We've got to keep fighting them.
What do you think about the necessity for Biden pardoning himself? Do you see that coming, or is that a conspiracy theory too far? What do you think?
I think that's an excellent point, because there's no question that with Ukraine and with all the cover-ups that were done on $10 million and the money is going there, I have a feeling that he will cut a deal with the incoming administration to let them go, you know, given the fact that we will go ahead and perhaps, like Schumer had done, said you can get, you know, half of the appellate judgeships. So I think there's going to be, in my way of looking at it, there's going to be these deals being cut. It'd be an interesting case to see if someone can pardon themselves. I don't see that has ever happened.
Yeah, on the other hand, though, the pardon power, the way I've talked to other legal folks over the years, and I imagine you probably talked about this in law school, right? And from the looks of it, the pardon power seems to be very broad and kind of absolute, wouldn't you say, Doc?
Well, I like the argument. I have a slightly different take.
Okay. And what might that be? Because, you know, when I would talk with Dr. Stephen Greenleaf, you know, he's another attorney type I would talk to now and then.
Oh, sure.
He said that essentially the pardon power really was designed as a king's power, and the presidency was set up originally to be sort of like a king. George Washington didn't want to be king, though. But they kept kind of that same sort of trapping with it, in which, you know, the pardon, you bend the knee to the sovereign, so to speak. What do you say?
Well, that's a very interesting approach and argument. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you have at least five conservatives on the court. The concept of the king can do no wrong has been a very interesting concept for generations.
Well, you remember Richard Nixon, if the president does it, it's not illegal, right? You remember that,
yeah,
that quote, right? Famous quote.
Yeah. And you see what's happened. What the Supreme Court has done, whether it's been a conservative or a liberal makeup, has been chewing into that doctrine considerably on the king can do no wrong. One of the big places, the extent to which the federal government can be sued for gross negligence and negligence. And mm-hmm. That's been coming out, whereas before they used to go ahead and use, you know, a lot of other different arguments like sovereign immunity. That has really been knocked out, including on states.
Okay, so bit by bit, the king can do no wrong, and the absolute power of the pardon is being chipped away then, as you see.
Yes.
Now, it is interesting that this was very specific in the timeline, that he's been pardoned for, this is Hunter Biden I'm speaking about, pardoned for any crimes he may have committed from January 1st, 2014 to December 1st, 2024. Almost a 10-year period then, right? 10, 11-year period overall.
Yeah, that's true. It's very broad, because one of the questions is that to what extent does a pardon extend to state actions in terms of, you know.
So you can pardon over a federal crime, but it's never, has it ever been adjudicated, though, about whether a pardon can cover state crimes and state accusations.
It's been in dictum, which is, you know,
what does that mean?
Well, dictum just means it's Roman, it's Latin. It just means it's put into the body, but it's not necessarily needed for the decision specifically. But you see, what's happening on all of this is that wait till you see what else comes down. And in terms of Hunter Biden, they made it very broad. But also what Biden did, it shows a mistake that was made by Trump in his pardons, which was the bottom line is that he pardoned, but it wasn't a large, general enough type of description. So as soon as he was out of office, the feds came after again, and that was one of the, I can't remember whether it was Giuliani or whoever it was, but on the other hand, that's the reason why he was doing it. The good news is that Trump has an excellent attorney general coming in, and not that Alabama senator who wasn't confirmed until February and just really was not up to the task and never should have been brought in.
Now, I wanted to go back to the pardon power, though. It would seem to be nonsensical to have the pardon power to be able to pardon federal crimes and have it not reach into smaller locales, right? They would seem to be ridiculous on its face. Would that be fair, or am I wrong, you know, to think about that? You know, if you're pardoned by the top dude, the top person in the country, that's it, it would seem to be, whether you like that or not.
Well, if the language is general, Bill, and you know that you're in a state like New York, that state, if there was a potential charge, would never be brought. Given the fact that you have this broad depth on it, the argument is the fact that in terms of federal, you really have hit the state. It hasn't really happened that often. As a matter of fact, I think it would be very rare to have a state come in. And I'm not aware, though, one could check if there's any ones that are specifically on that, because it certainly hasn't been mentioned so far, even when Trump was going ahead and doing it.
All right. Yeah. Is the pardon power something we should do away with, in your opinion?
No, because the reason, even though it's full of abuse by what we've seen here with Biden, you have a situation.
Hey, I looked at some of the grimy people Trump pardoned that I wouldn't have agreed with either. You know, so I want to say it's an equal opportunity grimy process. Just saying.
I agree with you on that, of course.
Yeah.
But the reason why, conceptually, going back to the founding fathers, is that you need to have an ability for a president and his administration to make decisions without the fear that they'll be thrown in jail as soon as they are not reelected.
And that is also really the root, then, of the need for the pardon power, too. But it can be used for other purposes, as we're now finding out with Hunter Biden.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, that's exactly true. But, what's happening now is what we're seeing is Biden's true colors coming out, as was the chameleons and Kamala's. Here we have the far left, the virus that's making all these types of attempts to keep their power. But, for example, you know, the targeting of Christians by the Department of Education, 70% of all actions by that department were against Christian schools, and they only have 10% of the students.
And you see, this is where I disagree with Senator DeBoer. You know, he says, well, we need to move forward on this, but frankly, if you still have law enforcement people and Department of Justice officials who aren't punished for their crimes, where's the incentive to not commit the crimes again in the future? And I still have to wonder that. Although, I got to tell you, if you or I had the power to pardon a relative, we probably would, right? I mean, honestly, it's a...
Oh, if you had it on that, yes, we would. There's some good support for the argument of moving on.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's a question of the facts that are there. For example, if someone murdered someone else, and you can take different bill arguments on the other side, you definitely want to root out. It may not be where it comes in to where you have actual lawsuits brought, like the lawfare against Trump, which was a disgrace. What you do have is that inside, once the administration of Trump is there, they go into the FBI, and they're also, I really do like this, they're talking about the fact there's going to be wholesale shutdowns.
Well, Kash Patel's talking about that, even actually closing the building and decentralizing the FBI. If you're going to keep it, that would certainly be a healthier organization, I would think, keeping it outside the Beltway, de-swamping it, so to speak.
But I don't think, Bill, he's going to do that.
You don't?
I think it's very much like the tariffs that have been overblown. It's the fact that these are good ways of saying to the ones that know they did wrong, okay, it's time for you to find another job before we fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that approach. It's trying to get things under control before you've even gone ahead and taken over power.
Yeah, I'd still love to be able to get some kind of punishment. I think of little troll idiot. He's not an idiot. He's a very bright guy, but he's just an evil man. Merrick Garland, as an example. We are so blessed that he never made it to the Supreme Court, of thinking that guy could have been their ruling on the Constitution for a number of years just chills me. But there needs to be some kind of punishment given. I don't know. Do we have to work up a different kind of punishment for the political criminals, such as, all right, for Republican criminals, they have to have their eyes propped open. Remember that movie back in the 60s? What was it? Clockwork Orange? Remember that movie?
Yes.
Okay, remember that?
Yes, it was.
And there,
yes.
And there was the thing that held the torture that held the guy's eyes open, whatever it is, and he couldn't close them. And for a Republican political criminal, they have to watch The View on loop. You know, it's the View is on all the time with the harpies on the View. So that's the punishment for a right wing criminal. A left wing criminal, the same kind of thing, props it open. What would they have to watch? Maybe The Five or Gutfeld or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you know, these are excellent points. Where I come in on that is that if we take a look at what happened underneath Obama, who really put a lot of this in place and was able to create the deep state. Remember when we had Lerner, who was with the IRS,
yes,
went after?
But yeah, whatever happens
Christian
to them, these people are criminals. They abuse their authority. At the least, we should be caning them. I told that to another guest earlier this morning. But at least, you know,
how much did they go ahead and quiver a little bit when you were mentioning it to them?
Yeah,
and Bill, on the other hand, what did happen when Trump got in was that it was the lawsuits that were brought that were going nowhere,
yeah,
underneath Obama. Trump then said, "Hey, no problems. We'll go ahead and we'll settle them."
Okay, my thing is though,
put money in.
You know, until lifers in the D.C. swamp lose their pension, nothing will change. You get that? You understand where I'm coming from? Until they feel the sting and the pain of having abused so many people for so many years, as long as they're able to keep their pensions and their good name and everything else, nothing changes. And so I don't think we can just let it go this time around.
I totally agree with you, Bill, because when you go ahead and you hear, where the Democrat, the far left virus, which wokeness,
yeah,
is racism, where the New York Times blames lonely, resentful males, or the chameleon didn't do social media, all these things. I really felt inside an anger, of course, an anger at the fact of how close we came to losing our freedoms with wokeness, racism.
Oh, we stepped back from the abyss. You're right. And Trump has bought us some time, and I'm hoping that we're able to use the time profitably, okay? By the way, Debbie just writes me this morning here. It says, "Doc, how about tar and feathering?" I don't know. here's the problem, though, Debbie. Tarring is you need a fossil fuel, and then there's carbon, right? Carbon,
yeah,
the climate. But I'm just kidding.
That's true. And, Bill, We feel the same way, which is the conclusion that I came to was continue to stand up for the fight, continue to go ahead and make contributions to independence and to those that are going to fight this far-left wokeness. They are not giving up because it's such a billion-dollar business. The amount of money that wokeness people are making through the Department of Education is just one example, my friend, in terms of the courses that are required to be taken in companies.
Well, closing that Department of Education, should help. And it could be done. It would be a hard, tall order, though, wouldn't it? Closing DOE?
It will be, and I don't know if they'll completely be able to do it, but in terms of my thoughts with you, which conceptually I'm there, there might be other things. Like, for example, this climate change bill is something that, you know, here we have Kerry, Trader Kerry, who goes ahead and says the Constitution stands in the way of climate change. The far left just really feels that the...
Yeah, guess what? The Constitution stands in the way of a lot of skullduggery, you know? A lot of things. That's just the way it is. All right, Doc.
So we support the Constitution, and the fight has to go on, even though we'd rather not, but we've got to keep doing it.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Let me grab a quick call, maybe a call for you. Hi, good morning. You want to talk to Dr. Powers? Go ahead.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Monica.
Hey, Monica, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Powers.
Well, hello, Monica. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I like your program.
Good.
I have a question
Bill does
on
a great
Biden.
Job.
What was that, Monica?
I have a question on Biden.
Yeah.
Now that he has been removed from the law, now that means that he doesn't have a felony, right? Because he hasn't been convicted, he hasn't been sentenced.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, is Hunter Biden not a felon because he has not been sentenced, just like President
cases.
Trump has not been is not a felon since he's not been sentenced, right? Same sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and it really is a good question because it really takes a look at which side you're on and what newspaper you're reading, and I'll tell you why. Because legally, it means it never happened. But on the other hand, with Hunter Biden and his father's lies, public opinion is not going to be very helpful to him when he starts building his presidential library.
All right. Thank you for the call there, Monica. Hey, Doc, final question I have on Hunter, though, before we take off, is, Hunter, of course, got nailed on drug and gun charges, right? That was one of the things. Now, he's never been sentenced for this, right? If I recall correctly, never been sentenced. He was going to be having a sentencing hearing. And does this mean that Hunter, with a pardon, means that Hunter has his gun rights back, too? And so he can, you know, go and get cracked up and then go buy firearms. Just curious, you know?
Well, administratively, that's a good point, a good question. Administratively, it could be a much different issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, take a look at, for example, at Clinton, where although he wasn't impeached on the concept, that administratively he had to give up his law license.
That's right, he did.
We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to wait and see, my friend, as to how Hunter is able to get his gun rights back. And there may be, unfortunately, the way politics works, it may politically be his dad is saying, come on, Hunter, you've done enough already.
Stay away from the crack, the blow, and the hookers, okay? All right, my friend. Hey, we'll talk next Monday, all right? Thank you, Doc. We'll see you then.
Take care and all the best.
Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law on KMED and 99.3. KBXG. Gold this morning is still within that trading range. It's been without about $100, $26.50, and its all-time high, about $27.80 in there. And everyone, there's a little bit of euphoria right now. It's kind of a Trump relief rally, but still, you know, you look at it, still $35, $36 trillion. Those deficits and the pressure on the U.S. dollar are not going away anytime soon. So just in case, talk to my friends at Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. That's by appointment, 482-3715. But I think Mark goes over there on Mondays specifically, so you might be able to just drop by. But call 482-3715 and make sure and find out. These are the people I trust when it comes to physical gold and silver. Love talking with Andrea and Mark and the crew, and these are just great folks, some of my best sponsors. And so you can just drop in today and think about this. I look at a dip in the prices, another buying opportunity at the moment. But like I said, it's not going to the floor. That is for sure. Okay. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, and FortuneReserve.com. They're recognized experts. Jay Austin.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Remember when you began a do-it-yourself project and you wish you had a neighbor that knew how to actually do it? When it comes to any fencing project, your neighbor is Quality Fence. Let us show you how, plus save you time and frustration. Get to your Quality Fence showroom in Central Point or Grants Pass and start your project today. Visit QualityFenceCo.com. That's QualityFenceCo.com.
Quality Fence is doing it right for you.
Forget what the calendar says. Right now, every day is Black Friday. Because at all Gerson's locations, one day of savings just isn't enough. Now, through December 1st, get $103 off for every $1,000 you spend or 3 years interest-free financing OAC at our lowest discounted cash price. There's no need to wake up at the crack of anything. We'll be dealing all week long. The Black Friday event starting now and running through Black Sunday at Gerson's Home, Express, Outlet, and Sleep.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMET.
The Fox Hunt. Maynard Ferguson. Saw him at South Medford High shortly before he ended up passing away. Gosh, what a great high note trumpet. Just love that. Live at Jimmy's. The finest live jazz album, in my opinion. Okay, if you ever have a chance to get it, you want Live at Jimmy's. But anyway, let's do some. Couldn't help but notice. I just love that. Every time I see that song come up in the bumper, I'm just going, I dig it. All right, 770-5633. Let's do some emails of the day, too. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. By the way, if you need specialized toothpastes and mouthwashes and things like that, they have a special little kiosk there that they'll sell to you at their cost. No extra markup there. They want to make sure that you have a healthy mouth. Healthy mouth, healthy life, okay? CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn Jarvis from Ashland writes me about the pardon power. And this is very thoughtful. It says, Bill, I think there should be one standard in considering pardoning, whether my relative or not. Did anyone get harmed? Is owning a gun illegally, if never used to harm or threaten, really worth prison time? Is tax evasion harming anyone directly, seeing as how our tax system has a lot of corruption built into it? As a staunch Republican, I wanted to see Hunter Biden indicted for his business dealings with Ukraine because I wanted Biden arrested for receiving illegal funds. But that wasn't what the trial was about. I think that caning sounds more reasonable than punishment for crimes that do no personal harm to anyone. Kind of like that there. Thank you, Mary Lynn. Let me go to Randy. Randy weighing in this morning. Bill, you have broken a golden rule of the garage gang, also known as those who spend time in their garage. Never, ever say that you have all the tools you want or need, even if it might be true. You can think it, but you never say it out loud. Oh, my gosh. You know, it doesn't matter. If you have 25 of the same screwdriver, Bill, big deal. They don't take up much space. They don't eat anything, and they are housebroken. Other rules, Bill, include never tell your wife what you actually paid for any of your tools. And if you do, you cannot reveal the actual price you paid. Always give a low price. This has been known to result in divorce in extreme cases of bodily harm. My cousin once got a cast iron frying pan to the head, but that's a whole other story. Randy continues, Bill, in the event you have told your wife the cheap prices you paid for said tools, you pray that when you kick the bucket, she sells them for more than the price you told her that you paid. Great show as always. Keep them held accountable. Randy, thank you very much. You make me laugh on that one. And let me go to Terry on pandering or pardoning a child. Terry and Wairega. Bill, I have three children, two sons and one daughter. All three have given us a few sleepless nights, but only my daughter would require pardoning. Would I do it? No. She really needed to be responsible for her behavior. However, I still have all three of my children. If I had lost two of them and only had one child remaining, I would probably do anything to protect and hang on to that child, including pardoning him or her. Yeah, Terry, I think you're right. You're right about that. Gar ends up writing, Bill, this pardon is the greatest example of Americans' erosion of principle and morals. Guaranteed, the soft Americans of today would pardon their kid, as to we'll hear in your replies. Guaranteed, our founding fathers would not. And let's see. Robin says, Bill, wouldn't be surprised if Biden pardons Ghislaine Maxwell, is that how you pronounce her name, I think? Yeah. Oh, the Epstein accomplice. Ew, just saying. You know, Robert, that's really interesting. Appreciate you weighing in. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
If your tools and equipment are rolling around in your pickup bed and trailer, Two Dogs Fabricating will get you organized with racks, hooks, hangers, baskets, and sleeves. Two Dogs provides whatever you need to be efficient and ready when you roll up on a job site. And if you're looking for a unique work bed or trailer, sketch it on a napkin and bring it in. Just a little direction and you'll say, that's exactly what I was thinking. Two Dogs Fabricating, a working man's best friend. Oh, besides your dog, of course. On Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Health insurance doesn't have to break the bank. 80% of Oregonians received financial assistance through the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace last year. And you might qualify too. At OregonHealthCare.gov, you can explore quality health plans from trusted insurers and find the one that fits your budget and your needs. They're here to get you covered. Visit OregonHealthCare.gov to get started. That's OregonHealthCare.gov.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters. Proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Hi, I'm Lamont from Orleans, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Shay before 9 o'clock on KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Brad is here. Hey, Brad, how you doing this morning? You're saying that don't forget what happens here after all these pardons. What are you thinking, huh? Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Anybody with a brain knew that the fix on the pardon was in from the get-go. There are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, pieces of documentation information in this case that involve what we now know as the big guy. What's going to happen to all this information? This is the big story here. The big story here is what's going to happen to all this information, and is anybody from the Trump administration going to be able to review it?
That is a very good question. And if all of this, because of the pardon, the information disappears, well, that's still government record, isn't it, Brad? You fair about that?
It is. What did we learn about the preservation of information on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? What did we learn from that, Bill?
It doesn't matter anyway, right? Okay. All right. Thank you, Brad. I hope you're wrong. But yeah, what happens to the information? Let me go to Al in the Applegate. Good morning, Al. How are you? And what's on your mind? Hello, Al. Al going once. Al going twice. I guess he's not there. Sorry about that, Al. Let me go to Monica. Monica, I heard from you before, but I tell you, it's always worth talking to you again. What's going on?
Thank you. I just saw on TV that KJB won't be at the White House today because she landed with Biden in Angola this morning.
In Angola?
So,
What's he doing in Angola, do you know?
I have no idea. All I know is he left last night, and that's where he is.
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you
and
very
so
much.
So is KJP.
All right. Okay. Yeah, Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann, I think, is the best nickname. Well, we'll have... coming up on KMED, be Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. And, of course, then we'll end up having the jukebox kicking off on 99.3. Now then, some more emails before we take off. Dan writes me this morning, says, Bill, Oregon is so screwed. The Communist Party in charge have put themselves in a position to stay in charge forever. Conservatives are just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic at the point of hoping for a better outcome. It will never be allowed to be voted in. I have my last property on the market for sale, and if I'm lucky enough to unload it, I'm going to smile and never look back. All right, Dan, I hope not. I hope not. For every person that takes off for greener, or should I say a more sensible political climate, it makes it tougher for we survivors, but we'll keep soldiering on, okay? Thank you so much there. The email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com.